Welcome to the Don't Get Lippy podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to supporting and empowering those who are cleft affected, their family members, and healthcare professionals who support people during their cleft journey. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Slight side note as we start, I am coming down with something. So if I sound a little bit odd or different to normal, that is possibly why. So apologies in advance if I sound pretty disgusting, but hopefully I haven't put you off too much. So today's episode is still based around Anti-Bullying Week, and today's episode is going to be based around being bullied whilst being cleft affected. So this episode, I don't know if you can hear this, but this, I've written out six A4 pages of notes of what I want to talk about, although I think it's going to be a fairly short episode, but these are lots of pointers that I wish that I'd been given when I was growing up and going through that bullying experience. So I've kind of like tried to condense everything down, but I guess I should obviously say that these are my opinions, these are not professional suggestions, so just to obviously make that as a little bit of, housekeeping, let's call it housekeeping. So yes, these are my own personal views and suggestions, not a professional opinion. Now, I may have said this in a previous episode and kind of gone into more detail as well about my bullying experiences, but my situations were much less severe than some people that I've met in the cleft community. However, I do feel that impacted me, my mental health, how I grew up, how I perceived myself and other people. So I'm hoping that my experiences and what I've learned retrospectively can hopefully help the next person that's going through a similar situation. So I want to start by talking to you. So if you are listening to this podcast episode, if you are cleft affected, you have experienced bullying, or you are going through it at the moment, I want you to know and want you to feel validated. I want you to feel validated in how you feel about yourself. I want you to feel validated in how you feel about how you were born. I want you to feel validated in how you feel about your own appearance. I want you to feel validated in how you view other people. And I want you to feel validated in who you are. So what I mean by this is, whatever you think and feel about yourself, about your appearance, is your opinion. You are totally, totally entitled to either be pissed off, to hate people, to not like how you look. But what I don't accept is that negative talk is true, that you should be believing those negative thoughts, or that you can't change those thought processes. So now I want to start breaking down some different points and actions that we can take to start a more positive cycle. Now, the first pointer would be to make sure you're talking to somebody. That could be a friend, a family member, a health professional, of course, some random person on the internet like myself who's been through it, who may be able to throw you a little bit of advice or suggestions that may help your situation. Now, this is very much a do as I say, not as I do type of scenario. I found it so embarrassing to have to talk to friends or family and say, somebody said something about my face. Like, for me personally, that was embarrassing. So I rarely spoke to anybody. I had friends that were in certain situations and scenarios with me who either stood up for me or kind of we talked it over once it happened. But very, very rarely did I ever say anything to my mum, let's say. Again, I've said a few times on episodes and on Instagram that a couple of times I went home and declared that I was never going to go back to school again. And I always did. But those are the rare few occasions that I remember saying to my mum, you know, this has happened at school. So, as I say, do as they say, not as I do. Make sure you're talking to somebody. My second suggestion is to find something that you love to do. Find yourself a hobby that you can absorb yourself into. So that could be anything from crafting, music, baking, sports. Rather than dwelling on the negatives, get those little hits of dopamine. If you imagine yourself in a scenario, let's say at school, and you're having a really bad day and people are saying things, or there's been this one situation, if you know at the end of the day you can go home and you can switch off because you're gonna learn this particular song on the guitar, or you can go and do your crafting, that hopefully will bring some comfort that, you know, towards the end of the day something good is going to be happening. For me, it was gymnastics. I did gymnastics from the age of like 3 or 4 up to the age of 16, and it was just a different environment that I could get into after school. It was different people. Yes, I still had a couple of issues at gymnastics, but it was a skill and something that I was learning to do outside of that bubble of school where most of the bullying occurred. And I'm kind of referencing school age because that was kind of the worst of those kind of periods. Not to mention that I could still do the splits up until a few years ago. And it was always a party trick that I could bring out once I'd had a couple of glasses. Needless to say, if I did it now, I'd probably snap a hamstring. But all I'm saying is gymnastics for me was the thing that I could do to get away from it all. So hopefully finding a hobby and something you love to do is going to be useful. Now, my third suggestion, and some people might hate this suggestion, some people might be super keen, is to move. Make sure you're moving your body through exercise. And I'm not talking necessarily like a crazy HIIT workout or lifting ridiculous weights or anything like that. I'm talking about moving your body, get that blood flowing and get some headspace. You may want to find something that you can do with somebody else, so a good friend or a family member, or it might be something that you want to do solo, so you've got that headspace to just kind of mull things over, but doing it whilst you're moving. You know, you can do anything from walking to bouldering, which is something that I'd like to try, and I'm just about to start paddleboarding as well, so I'm looking forward to that. But my third suggestion is to get moving, get that blood flowing. Again, dopamine, pushing all those happy hormones around your body, and keeping your body and your mind nice and healthy. Now, my fourth suggestion comes under the title of brace yourself. So what I mean by that is if you're being bullied or you're worried about being bullied, imagine the scenarios that might occur and what are you going to do about it? Are we going to sit here and think, oh, I really hope that doesn't happen? Or are we going to sit here and go, actually, if that does happen, what the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to say? What is my action going to be if this situation occurs? Now, I was definitely in the camp of, oh my God, what if this happens? Or, oh my God, what if I see that person tomorrow? Never, okay, if I see that person tomorrow, I'm going to say X, Y, Z. So I was always that person that responded and I was like, shut up. And because I could barely get those words out because I was embarrassed, I was shy, I was reluctant anyway, you know, I was then another target because I could barely get my words out. So they would then sort of say, oh, shut up. So they would, it was like a double Mickey take, which was quite unfortunate. So brace yourself. How do you want to respond? Is that with verbal communication, you know, asking them not to say something? Or is that, you know, you being assertive about how you were born and maybe explaining that? Or you may want to go the other route and not say anything at all and disregard whatever their comments are, or ignore them, or laugh at them. Only you know how confident you'll feel with either method, and I'm sure there are other methods out there, of course, but remember, preparation doesn't equal reality. So just because you're thinking of these scenarios in your head, it doesn't mean that they will necessarily happen, but preparation may become key. My fifth suggestion, which probably goes off the back of the last suggestion, but is actually self-defense classes. Now, I know that that probably sounds really extreme. It's something that I want to do for general life anyway, but actually I was kind of thinking, actually, why not? You know, you've got nothing to lose by doing a self-defense class or course or whatever. So maybe that's something that you want to look at. That would get you moving, that would give you skills, that would teach you how to be confident in certain scenarios. So maybe that's something that you could add to your list as well. So those are my five suggestions. Talk to somebody, find a hobby, move, brace yourself, and self-defense. So you doing any of those five things, there are no negatives to those. By exercising, by talking to somebody, by you know, thinking of possible scenarios and being prepared of how you want to respond. There are no negatives to those 5 recommendations, so I definitely encourage you to have a look at those and consider them. So now you've done your prep work, but we're now in the moment of a bullying scenario. So something's been said, you've said your piece or not, and things have de-escalated. How are you feeling? Are you calm, chilled, ready to take a nap? I should think it's the complete opposite. You may feel like your heart is racing, you may be red in the face, breathless. All of these things will increase your cortisol, which is your flight or fight response, completely natural stress reaction. So that's, like I say, that's going to increase your heart rate, affect your breathing, you may start sweating, you might be red in the face. So what are we going to do to reduce those symptoms? So my first recommendation would be breathing control, which sounds absolutely ridiculous because we naturally breathe without having to think about it. But if you imagine that your heart rate is increased and your breathing rate is much faster paced than normal, we want to try and bring that down to a normal, neutral pattern. So breathing control is super, super important. And you, depending on who you follow or what type of style of meditation, yoga or anything like that you might follow, somebody might say different to what I'm suggesting. I personally benefit from the, I don't know what they even call it to be honest, but the pattern is that you inhale for 4 seconds, you hold for 4 seconds and you exhale for 4 seconds. And you keep that pattern repeating until you find that your heart rate has come down and you're starting to feel less anxious and stressed. It's a really, really easy way to kind of get into your brain and your body and calm the fuck down. My second recommendation is to have something on you that comforts you. So that may be a piece of jewellery that somebody that you love has given you, or a crystal if you're into that sort of thing, or a journal or a keyring. Literally anything that brings you comfort. This is about you and not what you feel is appropriate. So anything that you have, keep it in your pockets, keep it in your blazer zipper, somewhere that you can literally reach into and have to hand immediately in any sort of stressful situation, because that again is going to ground you and make you feel connected to the people that you love. My third recommendation may sound again a little bit extreme, but know your escape routes. So I don't mean that to be, you know, that you're threatened and you're in danger, but let's say you're walking down your school corridor and someone says something. Do you want to know where like your nearest toilets are, or where the nearest stairwell is so you can get out of that scenario, or where the nearest door to the playground is? And I'm kind of, like I say, I'm referencing school because it's what I can kind of visualize in my head. So kind of plan or know your escape routes around your setting, so you don't have to be confined to that space where that negative situation is occurring. And lastly, it would be to speak to someone. Like I say, in the back of your mind, imagine my face saying, do as I say, not as I do. Make sure you speak to somebody. That could be pastoral care at school, it could be a parent, a friend, a teacher, the caretaker, the dinner lady, literally anyone. If you are super stressed, if you are concerned, anything that you feel where you're uneasy, make sure you speak to someone and tell them what's going on. I know it probably seems really scary and that you're concerned about what that individual might do or what action they may take, but people will deal with a scenario like this very, very sensitively because they don't want to escalate it, they don't want to make anything worse for you. So just talk to someone. Now, when I say visualize your bully, what do you think? I personally have no feelings whatsoever. I know people within the cleft community who refuse to go into a pub where they know that someone who has bullied them previously is sitting and having a drink, and we're talking years later. I know people within the community that have accepted apologies from their bullies who near tortured them. it's a very, very personal situation, and there's no right or wrong, and everyone is different in how they would respond. However, again, visualize that person in front of you and just imagine how dull, unhappy, how boring their life must be to feel like they're the only way that they can get their kicks or to make themselves feel better is by putting other people down. So hopefully that then helps you feel more in control of that situation. And I'm not suggesting that you feel sorry for these individuals if they're bullying you or bullying other people, but maybe just think of them being a very, very unhappy person, and it will take them a lot longer in life to be happy compared to yourself. Okay, so ending this episode, going forward on a more positive note, what actions can we be taking to support ourselves and our mental health in these kind of bullying scenarios? So my first recommendation would be to actively practice self-care. So constant negative words, negative situations and scenarios will have an impact somewhere along the line. So really what you want to do is claw back some positivity and make sure that you're doing something that makes you happy. So this is slightly different to finding a hobby. This is literally going, do you know what? I want an hour-long bath once a week. Cool, go for it. That might mean that you're going to wash the dog because you love your dog so much. It might be going for a walk with your camera just to take photos of nature. Something that you love to do that just brings you happiness without any work or effort going into it. My second recommendation is to take action. So like I say, talk to people. Put things in place that minimises contact with that individual that's bullying you. Think about the scenarios that you may come into and actively kind of work out what your plan is. Just remember, possible situations don't equal reality. All it does is prepare us in case. My third recommendation is to know that it will end. So if you're in that sort of teenage, secondary school kind of age bracket, you may feel that this is life and nothing will ever change and this is you forever now. But please, please know from someone that's been through it and come out the other end, this is not all that your life will be, and it feels all consuming at the moment, but it won't always be. And lastly, don't become restricted or feel confined to a certain box, space, person. You see the beautiful vloggers living their best life in Bali. You see the firefighter rescuing people. You see the nurse, the geologist, the skateboarder, the historian, all doing things that they want to be doing because they overcame whatever they'd gone through previously and they were choosing that path to do something that they truly wanted to do. And that can be you. And there you go. Those are my recommendations. I know they're not professional recommendations, but they are lived experience and recommendations that I can make from personal experience and what I think may benefit somebody that's going through bullying who is cleft affected. So kind of like, thanks for coming to my TED talk, that's kind of how I feel right now. But I really hope that you have found some value in what I've mentioned or recommended. And yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram at don'tgetlippyuk. I am always up for a little chat, so you can always message me if you are somebody that's in this situation that needs a bit of support. I'd love to hear from you. I would love if you could rate this podcast, leave a review. Anything is going to help support this podcast. So thank you if you do that.